So, you have a new Transformers movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
I should tell you, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to use Megan Fox in this one because of we fired her.
No problem, sir. We'll just say that Sam Witwicky has a new girlfriend.
Fantastic.
Now, let me ask you something. Is she a supermodel?
Well, see, sir, Sam Witwicky as a character is a constantly screamy and whiny and sweaty guy, right? So, of course she's a supermodel.
Good.
Of course she is.
That makes complete sense to me.
And this one's name is Carly, and she also supports him financially and lets him live in her awesome apartment because he can't find a job.
Oh, he can't?
He can't, sir,
and we're gonna spend a bunch of the movie following him as he tries to find a job.
That does sound like the kind of thing people want to see in a Transformers movie.
Unsuccessful job interviews, I agree. And speaking of things people definitely want to see in a Transformers movie, Sam's parents are gonna be back.
Oh boy, so what are they gonna do?
Well, they're gonna be comic relief.
Comic relief is very important.
I agree, that's why 95% of the other characters will also be comic relief.
Sounds like a good strategy.
So anyway, Sam can't get hired anywhere, even though he got a medal from the president.
Oh yeah, isn't he super famous from saving the world several times?
You'd think so, but no, everybody seems to have forgotten that.
Well, okay then. So is there any Transformers stuff going on in the movie, or is it all just job interviews?
Oh, there's some Transformers stuff, sir.
Oh boy.
So we're gonna say that the meltdown at Chernobyl was actually because some human scientists were messing with some stuff they found on an Autobot spaceship.
Oh, so the worst nuclear disaster in history was caused by Hasbro products?
I certainly wouldn't phrase it that way to the investors, sir, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so this spaceship crash-landed on the moon in the 1960s, and we're gonna say that's actually why the U.S. sent people up there.
So what's up with this spaceship?
Well, see, Sentinel Prime, the old leader of the Autobots, was on it with something they could use to win the war, but he was shot down by Decepticons.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and later in the movie, there's gonna be this plot twist where you find out he was actually working with the Decepticons.
So why'd they shoot him down if they were working together?
Unclear.
So anyway, Optimus revives Sentinel, and then he offers him the Matrix of Leadership. But Sentinel's like, no, you keep that.
If he's secretly evil, shouldn't he accept the super powerful object? Like, that would come in handy for his plan, right?
Well, sir, this happens before we find out about the plot twist.
Right. Shouldn't the plot connect with the upcoming twist, though?
No, I think it's fine.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, Sam eventually does get a job, but this guy, Jerry Wang, tells him all about the spaceship on the moon, but then he's gonna get killed by a Decepticon.
Oh, how come?
Well, see, the Decepticons have decided to kill all their human collaborators, so they make it seem like he killed himself.
Very sneaky.
Right? And then the Decepticons just gonna go crazy in the office shooting everything.
Well, why'd he make it look like that guy killed himself if he was about to go crazy anyway?
Unclear.
Huh.
So then Sam ends up working with the government, who don't really seem to know who he is.
Well, he's the guy who very publicly helped save the world from Decepticons several times.
Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell for these people. So then we're gonna reveal that Sentinel is evil, and he brings a bunch of Decepticons down to Earth from the moon.
Uh-oh.
So then the Decepticons make a deal with the humans. They're like, if you guys exile the Autobots, there won't be a war.
I mean, surely the government won't trust that deal, right?
Well, why wouldn't they?
Well, they're called the Decepticons.
Right, well, see, they don't make that connection, so then they get deceived.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie.
So then we're gonna find out that Sam's girlfriend's boss is also a bad guy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's this super rich guy, Dylan, and he actually hired Sam's girlfriend as a way to get to Sam, and he's been working with the Decepticons all along.
Why not just hire Sam? He was actively looking for employment, right?
Right, but we need a reason for the girlfriend character to be in the movie.
I guess that makes sense. Didn't you say the Decepticons were killing all their human collaborators, though?
I did say that.
So why not this guy?
Well, sir, it's as they say, you know, inconsistency is key to success.
Oh, that's not the expression.
Well,
so anyway, what are the Decepticons planning exactly?
Oh, well, first of all, they want to make sure the Autobots aren't coming back, right? So they kind of strap an explosive watch onto Sam's wrist.
And they send him to go see Optimus for information.
Exactly, but so Optimus is like, we don't have a plan, we're just letting the humans put us on a ship and we're gonna leave.
Okay.
And then as they're taking off, the Decepticons blow the ship up.
Oh, no.
So then since Sam couldn't get any information, they just kind of take that watch off of him.
Wait, this guy's been personally involved in taking down Decepticons twice. Why would they let him live?
Oh, because he's the main character.
Right, of course.
So then Decepticons start destroying Chicago and killing a bunch of people. It's gonna be nuts.
Why are they doing that?
Well, they want to activate these devices to make a big wormhole that'll make planet Cybertron appear in Earth's atmosphere.
What?
And then they could use all the humans as slaves.
So what's the point of destroying Chicago?
It's gonna look awesome.
Wouldn't a planet appearing in our orbit throw off our gravity or something terrible like that? Actually, not even a little.
Learning about science is tight.
So now stuff's looking really bad, right? People are dying, Sam's girlfriend got kidnapped by her boss.
Man, it's gonna be tough for the humans to fight back, huh?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, it turns out the Autobots weren't actually on the exploding ship. It was part of their plan the whole time.
What do you mean?
Well, see, they wanted the humans to understand that the Decepticons are evil, so they pretended to leave, only to swoop in and help now.
So they let thousands of humans be killed just to be able to say, I told you so?
Pretty much, yeah.
Jeez.
So then, boom! Pow, 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 pow!
Nice!
Pew, pew, pew!
Yeah, keep telling me about that stuff. I want to know more about that.
And then... an explosion!
Wow, 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 wow.
And so eventually Optimus is fighting Sentinel and he's losing. But then Megatron swoops in and kicks Sentinel's butt because he wants to be in charge.
Oh.
And then Megatron turns to Optimus like, you know, what would you be without me?
It's true, they do have a kind of dynamic.
And then Optimus is like, time to find out, and he rips Megatron's head and spine out.
Oh my god.
And then Sentinel's on the ground begging for his life, so Optimus shoots his head off point blank and executes him.
Oh. Hey, so Optimus is kind of a psychopath, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, for sure. So that's about it. What do you think?
Oh, I mean, it sounds like a Transformers movie, you know?
It is.
Yeah, it sounds like a nice way to wrap up the trilogy, you know? Close the book on these Transformers movies.
Yeah, it might be time to say goodbye now.
Yeah. Although they do make a lot of money. Hey everybody, Ryan here, that's me, thanks for watching the video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.